Mondays. We love every day. Good morning, my friends. This is Scott Hennon, soon to be joined by Mark Skogerbo. This is the preview for What's on Your Mind and what's to come on the radio today, both with What's on Your Mind and also the Common Sense Club, which is why in this hour I'm joined for a part of the time by Mark Skogerbo, who hosts the Common Sense Club as chairman. He'll be here for 3 hours today. I'll be here for 3 hours today. And we will tackle the news of the day. This hour we're going to give you some news headlines. We're going to give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. We actually did a little survey on Friday that we told you about. We gave you a little preview. We said we're going to dust off a new feature on Fridays called Is It Normal or Is It Nuts? Is he normal or is he nuts? As it turns out, I was pretty normal, Mark, with my head scratching over the euphoria some were finding in a new survey that suggested that 40% of households being led by women as the primary breadwinner was a good thing. And while I acknowledge it may be in some cases a good thing and the right thing for the individuals involved, by and large, I didn't think it necessarily meant a good thing for the family. And it was a fascinating two-hour discussion that we had on Friday's program. But we never did get to the question of motorcycle helmets. So we saved that for today because there's a new insurance company survey out that suggests that stricter helmet laws lead to less motorcycle injuries. Which, you know, I'm no Einstein here, but to me says, gosh, maybe it makes some sense to have stricter helmet laws. They are not popular in North Dakota, however. And whenever you bring them up, people get a little testy. So we'll see if they get testy.
I never wore a helmet.
You used to ride a motorcycle?
A scooter.
Oh. A scooter. All right, yeah. Okay, and a scooter, and what'd you do on the scooter?
Well, I never wore a helmet. I had a little Cushman scooter in Texas. I was going forth and back to work. I had it for about a month. But the first day I got it, the throttle stuck. I was at Max Starkey Park, the famous golf course for left-handers, along the Guadalupe River. It took off in very high gear. I'd never driven, you know, it was my first day I bought this $50 scooter. And it hit the curb, and I flew down to the bank at the bottom of the river. And I was slightly dazed. I didn't have a helmet on. Then I went downtown to get a haircut, and the police came and said I couldn't drive it anymore because it didn't have proper licensing, and it didn't have another kind of a thing on it. So then I left it there, and I came back, and it was gone. So when I went to court, I said, somebody stole my scooter. And he still charged me $10. The judge still charged me $10. So that was a very sad month of my relationship with my scooter.
I see. All right. Well, more on this. And I have a similar story. I was a little bit younger on a mini bike. You know what a mini bike is? Do you remember mini bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one as a child. So I'll tell you about that coming up because that'll be a topic in the What's on Your Mind. Also this hour, so we'll start with the news headlines. We have some sports headlines. The Twins, when I asked you later in the program whether or not they won last night, you should say no. They crushed. Because they didn't just win.
Well, yes, and I'm building up some,
they crushed
some positive expletives, yes.
Yeah, how about that? So anyway, all that coming up on the program. Let's talk about some news headlines. It's going to rain some more this week, Mark. There's a big band of rain showers moving their way across western North Dakota as we speak. And there's more rain in the forecast throughout the week.
And I heard your interview with Tom Campbell talking about the latest potato planting up there ever.
And could go well into June.
Wow.
How about that? But after rains, what happens?
Rains make grains generally.
And mosquitoes. Yes. The Grand Forks Mosquito Control Supervisor Todd Hansen says the rain will create more breeding sites for mosquitoes. He said homeowners are being encouraged to eliminate standing water on their properties. The operations manager for the city of Cavalier, Barry Walton, says recent flooding has turned northeastern part of the state into a high-risk area for mosquito breeding. Said the bugs will appear after a long, warm, dry spell, assuming we get one of those. So just a little bit of word to the wise in the mosquito department. I wanted you to know about.
Sometimes you better be careful what you hope for.
Exactly. It's also summer. That means summer by the calendar.
Oh.
Not necessarily by the weather. But that also means road traffic, or road construction, rather. Heating traffic in some areas. I should say, slowing traffic in some areas.
You know, I came back from the cities yesterday, and twice somebody was following the person next to me or me by a half a car length at 70 miles an hour. And then on your right side is a truck, and they want to, you know, they're saying, I'd like to get by, but they're half a car length behind you. And it's even the smallest pebble or roadkill, and you got a serious calamity.
Anyway, you need to heed the cones.
Yeah, slow down.
Heed the road construction season.
Isn't it double penalties and stuff if you speed in there?
In some places. By the way, when somebody is following you closely like that, what do you do?
I pray and sweat.
Do you?
But I don't make strange gestures.
I've been known to tap the brake.
And just gently.
Yeah, and that usually will back them off because they see the brake light, and then if they creep back up, tap it again to say, you know, you're too close here. You're doing them a favor when you do that, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, yes. Because a rear-ender is always their fault.
Well, yeah. And it's just, it's dangerous. So I think...
It's crazy.
You're helping your fellow motorists out there by tapping the brake a little bit. And I've never known anybody not to back off when that happens.
They were so close, I didn't dare. I mean, I couldn't even see their headlights.
Is that right?
Yeah. I thought, you know, and then we got into that construction by Clearwater where it was stop and go, and they were driving out. Finally, the guy that was doing this drove behind us on the dirt, on the shoulder, and got picked up. And I was so happy. That's one time.
It happened.
It was great. It was justice.
You always wonder if that's ever going to happen. But a little later on.
And, of course, I'm just hoping that soul lives to adulthood.
So they zoom by you.
Big time. On the shoulder. Finally, they couldn't stand it anymore.
And then got picked up. How much further down the road?
About 2 miles, and people were going by clapping, because this guy was fairly famous for being a jerk, you know.
Must have got called in by somebody.
I think so.
Since it was that quick. Anyway, the North Dakota Department of Transportation is planning its largest road construction program in state history. And this, again, part of the story everybody knows about with the increase in traffic in the oil boom, so they're ramping up. The 2013 construction program will feature 327 projects worth about $878 million.
Oh, wow.
And again, part of that is because we have a 22% increase in statewide traffic since 2010, 53% of that in western North Dakota.
Do they hope to get them all done before heavy snow?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously the hope, but this rain, that might not be the case, huh?
Yeah.
I think we're always in road construction season until we catch up in the patch.
Well, you know what was going on all winter out there.
Some areas of western North Dakota received record amounts of rain in May. Dickinson came within less than an inch of matching the May record of 7.11 inches set in 1906. National Weather Service says Hettinger, Bowman, and Kildare all set records for the month. Bowman 10 inches, Hettinger just about 8, Kildare 9. Some people in Dickinson and others have had to deal with wet basements. How about that?
They're saying it is greener out there in the west, you know, Bowman and the cattle country out there. It just really looks nice in the pastures.
That new downtown project that was proposed, remember that we talked about last week, a Chicago developer wanted to build a $16 million retail, residential, and office complex. It was removing a parking lot. We talked about it last week in Williston. It was approved on the second reading by the city commission, so that's a go. The city will sell the lot to Renaissance Companies for $300,000. And the private investment, all private investment, no public money at all, will help revitalize downtown Williston. Opponents are worried about the loss of parking.
But, you know, when you think of people, did you ever work in downtown Minneapolis? I know I did.
I never worked there. I spent a lot of time there.
I worked there several different times early on and at the Grain Exchange. And some you don't mind finding, if you can find a parking place within 5 blocks of your job, you know, it's a whole different perspective when you work in a city, how precious a parking place is. But in a spread-out, ambling town like Williston, you'd think they wouldn't have that much problem with parking within 3 blocks or so of their work, would you?
We're spoiled.
We are spoiled. That's my point.
We're used to parking right at the door. That's the deal. By the way, another woman in the water, taken to the hospital early today after Fargo firefighters found her floating in the Red River, according to the Fargo Fire Department. Crews responded to the Midtown Dam and Dyke East Park about 1:30 a.m. with a report of a woman possibly in the river. Remember that happened a week or so?
Well, I think they have a club called the River Floater Club.
Headlines in the papers over the weekend, Sanford Health's pile driving is set to begin on a new $500 million hospital in Fargo.
$500 million.
Sex offenders clustered in Fargo's core, story in the Forum about that. Also, Congressman Rick Berg going to look back 6 months later in the forum today, as well as a lot of discussion about the Board of Higher Ed Chancellor, or the Board of Higher Ed meeting in Medora today, and the Chancellor of the University System, Ham Shravani, and executive section to discuss his contract. That meeting will be taking place during the program today. We'll keep you updated. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. When Nesset Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nesset Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for Nesset Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Monday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind coming up. Joined by 550 Cape Fire, our flagship, the voice of the Northern Plains. Of course, our flag operation in Fargo, our flag operation in the oil patch, the only talk radio in the Bakken, AM 1090, KTGO, AM 1100, the flag, covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. And we added 910 KCJB and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, and you have the most listened to radio talk show program on in North Dakota. And it's great fun. And we survived, normal or nuts. And Steve Bakken thought for sure that the listeners were going to pile on and label me as nuts on Friday, and I forget the final tally, but it was a trouncy.
I think you're still nuts.
You still think I'm nuts, but...
Way, though, Scott. I did mean that in a good way.
Of course, yeah. Now, today, I'm preparing to be on the opposite side of this equation. I didn't know what would happen on Friday, but I guarantee what I'm going to say today on the program. We had planned on getting to two questions, and you know, we were so inundated with calls on Friday. On the first, we just couldn't switch gears. We were going to chat about it for about an hour or so, and it poured into the second hour, and it just kept going. It wouldn't stop. And so we never really did get to the second question, which had to do with a new insurance company study that suggests that stricter helmet laws lead to less injuries by motorcyclists. And I'm very much for individual freedom. I am an individualist in every way, shape, and or form. And I will fully admit that contradicts my viewpoints on the motorcycle helmet issue, because I have a hard time understanding where it is a law that says you need to buckle up. You need to put a seatbelt on when you get in a vehicle, yet you can get on a motorcycle and not wear a helmet. That, to me, seems like a significant contradiction. Now, full disclosure, I've never been much of a motorcyclist. I spent a little time on a mini bike at one point in my life and a moped during my high school years. But for the vast majority of my time, I'm not there, right? So now you, on the other hand, you're more of a, you've been there, you don't regularly. You ride?
Yes, I do.
And
you actually were, probably do it backwards, because I usually always wear a helmet on the highway. I rarely wear a helmet in town, if ever.
And why do you say that's backwards?
Well, if you think about most accidents, you're more likely to get in an accident in town. You're more, and those accidents usually are somebody pulling out in front of you. You wind up getting launched. Frankly, on the highway, if you wind up having to lay a bike down, you're going to see it coming and get set for it. There's not a lot of things that just spring out at you and surprise you on the highway, like in town. Now, in town, it's an entirely different scenario, because you have people pulling out in front of you all the time. You have people changing lanes that don't see you. People don't watch out for motorcyclists. And you're going to wind up, more than likely, the type of accident, you're going to wind up getting ejected off the bike. And that's not a safe place to be.
Maybe it's my my zeal for human life that prompts me to say I really would prefer that people, if they choose to ride a motorcycle, be required to wear a helmet, because I just want them to protect themselves. But
you know, actually, Scott,
does that make me a purveyor of the nanny state?
If the insurance companies say that if you're safe for wearing a helmet and a seatbelt in your car, then maybe you should wear a helmet in your car too.
Now you're getting a little corny.
No, I'm not. At what point does the nanny state go away?
Well, there's all kinds of slippery slope arguments. I would come back to, again, seatbelts make sense in a car.
Too. Maybe they should outlaw cars just in general and make people take public transportation.
Yeah. That's not...
I don't know. Can you hook a horse trailer up to a bus? I haven't seen one of those, but I'm sure you could.
Now, I don't want to get goofy, though. I want to just stay normal. And my normal question, nutty, not normal, or normal, not nutty, rather, would be, if it is the law to buckle up in a vehicle to the point where you can be ticketed if you're not, shouldn't the law be you have to wear a helmet? I don't understand the absence of one without the other. You could argue, I should be able to decide whether I put a seatbelt on. I should be able to decide whether or not I put a helmet on. And I have some sympathy for that. I'm not purveyor of the nanny state. I'm a little confused on why there's a seatbelt law but not a helmet law.
Well, I want to go back a little bit further and look at the original question. I mean, the reason there's a seatbelt law is because health insurance dictates that if you're wearing a seatbelt, it's going to be cheaper for insurance companies if you're in an accident, more than likely. So my question is, where do you draw the line for insurance companies dictating your life to you? At what point does an insurance company go, well, it's safer if you don't eat fried food, so we're going to outlaw fried foods?
Well, right now, though, insurance companies aren't I don't think there's a restriction on insurance companies saying if you don't wear a helmet, we won't cover you, is there?
No, there isn't.
I mean, what they're doing with this study is they're saying, look, where, you know, okay, where we have to write checks for people that have been in motorcycle accidents for injuries, the checks are bigger where there are not laws mandating that folks wear helmets. So they're just saying a fact.
Well, that's how seatbelt laws came around, too, because they were saying that the checks they had to write were bigger for people that were not wearing seatbelts. Now, is that coming where they go, okay, well, law enforcement deemed that you weren't wearing a seatbelt, so we're not going to cover your personal injury side of your insurance claim. Is that what we're leading to?
So the question I'm going to ask today is, if we have a seatbelt law, shouldn't we have a helmet law? Is that normal or is that nuts? How would you answer that, Steve? Is that normal or is that nuts?
Well, for me, it's nuts. For you and a lot of people, it's normal. I mean, it's a legitimate question. It really is. But I don't like any entity imposing on and infringing on my personal freedom.
So
and I think that's a choice. If I want to, and we had a caller on Friday that was a father. And, you know, if we're going to have freedom of choice, then let's have freedom of choice. You know, where do you draw the line? And that's what I'm worried about, is where do you draw the line saying that we're not going to go down that road? You know, okay, so first it's seatbelts, then it's helmets, then what?
So we're going to extend the normal or nuts question on the program today, and welcome your input and your take on this. So Steve and I obviously have a little different points of this, and I'm guessing that the vast majority of the audience will be with Steve. We're also going to follow up on the Supreme Court case on synthetic drugs and the search warrant. Tackle that topic today on the program. What's on your mind? Give us a ring. Put it on your speed dial, 800-228-0550. Chat with you in a bit, Steve.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
54 degrees in Fargo right now. It's 46 in Tioga. We should climb to the 60s sometime next hour and remain mid-60s, 64 degrees, the forecasted high, maybe as high as 66 today, and sunny skies. Let's check out Tioga for you as well. As I mentioned, 46 right now, and the forecast, well, there's a 20% chance of rain in Fargo today. Let me start with just finished on Fargo. Partly sunny with a high near 60, you know, mid-60s. I've seen one report says 67, another says 64, 66. So we should be in the mid-upper 60s with a southeast wind at 7 to 10. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms possible after the midnight hour, low around 51. Windy tonight, gusts as high as 20 miles an hour, 80% chance of precip tomorrow. Showers, thunderstorms near 62 for a high with an east wind 15 to 17, gusts as high as 23. Showers again on the forecast on Wednesday, high near 65. So today I mentioned that we're a little cooler right now. Tioga, 46 degrees at this hour. Occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 57 today. Breezy. East wind at 20 to 23 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 33. Chance of precip 100% today. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. The wind and the rain have really matched up in the oil patch, which I guess is good in that it's the helping to manage the moisture situation best as possible. Occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Low about 41 again. Breezy tonight. 90% chance of precip. Showers likely tomorrow. Cloudy, high near 58. Windy again. Chance of precip 70%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter inch possible. It's wet in the oil patch. Things improved by Wednesday. Partly sunny, high near 66 in the patch. All right, there you go, weather-wise. Mark Skogerbo is back to tell us about how the Twins crushed it. They really they didn't just win yesterday. They probably had people going to the various websites to buy World Series tickets. What do you think, Mark?
Well, people were smiling so much their earrings were falling off. It was just unbelievable. Four home runs in a game. Diamond, who's been unable to win at home, tied up his little season's episode at 4-4, but the other three games he'd won was on the road. So Diamond pitched like a champ, although he almost got blasted in the first inning, gave up three hits, but a double play saved him. Shutout after shutout, four home runs. Twins have only done that three times at Target Field. They did it twice in the last week. Four homers. So they've won 6 of 7. When we started this caper, the Twins were in last place. Now they're in third place, only 4.5 games behind Detroit.
There's a very good lesson here.
Yes, there is.
Don't, the season is long, right?
Very long.
And you just take this one game at a time. Don't get too down in the mouth over a little losing streak. Isn't that the lesson?
That's the life lesson about everything.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you would have looked at this in the middle of a 9-10 game losing streak, you would have just been a sourpuss.
And I had to try. I had to really fight hard against that.
Well, you were very good. You found silver linings in each one of those games.
I made that my goal. And I'll tell you, my epiphany about the Twins was, and it happened a long time ago, I began to regard them as family. And then, you know, my kid is always cute no matter how bad his acne or his, if he might not have a waist at all or if he, you know, my kid is my kid. I love him. Minnesota Twins.
Exactly right. So your children are doing well.
They're doing well even if they're in last place because they smile and they're, aren't they cute?
But they aren't in last place anymore.
No, they're in third place.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Red Hawks. When we started, they were in this big swoon. They've won three in a row. Not only that, they've beaten Winnipeg, which was in first place, twice in a row. So they're only 2.5 games out of first place now. So and that was that's kind of fun. Maybe they have some sort of a spiritual connection.
You know, the nice thing about the Red Hawks? You don't have to mortgage your home to go to the game. I mean, it's good, affordable family fun. So you really should just make it a point to say, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to go watch the games.
And you know how much it costs?
There's a bunch of weekend games in June, too. They've got their best month all summer of weekend games. So.
And these people with 7 miles to the gallon, you know, it costs them $297 to go to the Twins game down in the city. Not to mention if they want to stay overnight. Plus the sizable ticket. Well, they can go and see these wonderful pro athletes right here in town. They can walk to the game or ride their bike or, you know, wouldn't cost much.
It's fun. And if you've not been to a Red Hawks game, I'd really encourage you to do it. Just go out there, just grab a schedule, pick a game, and go. It's fun. It really is.
The thing you'll be struck by is how close you are to the action. And it is fun. I used to go to an AA game in Amarillo a lot. I loved it. It's fun. And you know, we had.
You went to Alcoholics Anonymous at the game?
Well, no.
At baseball?
No. You go to the game, and then after the game, you go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, I see. Because you've been too many trips to the beer stand.
No, they come to you. You don't even have to stand up.
It's a different double A, isn't it?
Well, it was American Association. Forgive me.
Okay.
But we had some very thrilling things for high school kids. Some major tournaments happened.
There was. We talked about that on Friday, all the tournaments happening. Who won, who lost?
Well, the State B baseball tournament, Carrington won over Trenton Trinity. That's right. The State Baseball A tournament was won by, this is upside down. I had it written in a better place. Sometimes I got so much help, I'm lost.
Is that right?
I was so very, very helped. Central Cass tops Enderlin MV.
Okay, in the State B basketball, the State B baseball tournament, Central Cass beat Grafton 6-3.
That's right.
So Central Cass is the winner.
Yes, and the softball, the girls, they won. Central Cass was the softball championship.
In the State A baseball tournament, Fargo-Shanley beat West Fargo 3-2 in the championship.
That's right.
Okay, so State A champs, Fargo-Shanley. State B champ, Central Cass.
Yep.
I think you're right. West Fargo won the girls' softball.
That's right.
That one was at Fargo. One of the Bismarck schools won state soccer this weekend. So I know Fargo-Shanley was in that final, and I forget if it was, I think Bismarck Century won. Tell you the truth. I think it was Bismarck Century that won the...
Well, I'll try to have that clarified by the noon hour.
What else do you want to get clarified?
Well, 60 runners turned out for the 2013 Law Enforcement Torch Run, raising money for Special Olympics. That was cool in Minot Police Department. And then, of course, the Blackhawks, the team that started out so great and then faltered and then crushed us and then faltered, they're 2-0 against the L.A. Kings. They're coming down towards a serious, they're beginning to sniff Stanley Cup. And basketball, I'm sorry, is down to 3 teams. Miami could put it away tonight against the Pacers, and then it would be San Antonio. I like the San Antonio team.
Miami, San Antonio, and who else is left?
Indiana Pacers.
Okay.
So,
who are you rooting for?
I like San Antonio. I always have.
You're the Texas kind of guy, right?
I used to sing there, yeah, in San Antonio every weekend for a couple of years.
How far is San Antonio from Happy?
306 miles.
Is that right?
More or less.
How big is Happy?
532 people when Hank Terlibby is there, and 431 when he's gone.
I'd love to go to Happy, Texas sometime.
You know, I drove in there. The first time I drove in there, I didn't believe there was such a town. I thought it was a joke. And then I saw another sign in the town without a frown. Anyway, Hank Terlibby might be visiting us today. He's got some really interesting country wisdom for us.
A town without a frown.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can add the weather for Happy, Texas on my phone. I have all the... all the cities that we broadcast from. Yeah. There's a happy Kentucky and a happy Arkansas.
Isn't that something? I didn't know that.
In addition to happy Texas, there's a happy Jack, Arizona. There's a happy Camp, California. There's a happy Valley, Oregon.
This is tremendous.
There's a happy Valley, Hong Kong. There's a happy Adventure, Canada. A happy Creek, Virginia, and a happy Union, Texas.
But I saw a happy Cesspool Plumbing Company.
93 degrees in happy Texas today. Sunny and 93 and happy.
Mm-hmm. And there's
but
so
it's probably always 93 and sunny and happy, isn't it?
Well, except in the winter, it's 82.
Yeah, there you go.
Up in the Panhandle, actually, they get some pretty severe weather. I lived in Amarillo for a while.
All right, we're done with the sports?
Pretty much, yep. Except now the Twins get to go back to a place that haunted them. They lost 3 in a row in Kansas at Kauffman Stadium early in the season.
But beautiful, beautiful stadium.
Beautiful.
Have you been there?
No, but I want to go. Will you please send me there sometime?
Second biggest scoreboard, video board in all of baseball. Very beautiful.
But the Twins lost 3 in a row there, and now they're going back revamped, revitalized. Dodino, the wild man that hits people and scares them, is going to be pitching for us tomorrow night.
Rush Limbaugh used to be the media relations manager for the Kansas City Royals. Did you know that?
I knew it, yeah. He got his start in baseball, that's right.
Yeah, he did. He was, you know, kind of a...
You know who else did?
Who?
Dutch Reagan. Ronald Reagan.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've spent a few... games watching the Royals in the George Brett years.
He was unbelievable.
The early 80s.
He came so close to 400.
So anyway, go get them Twins against the Royals.
Yep, but we got a day off.
A little break.
Yep.
And then starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
In Kansas City.
That's right.
At Kauffman Field.
3 in a row.
Named for the longtime owner, who was a pharmaceutical guy, as I recall. Just love baseball. Good Kansas City businessman.
His children would put tongue depressors in their bicycle spokes.
Is that right?
I guess so.
Okay, interesting. One topic we're going to tackle next hour on What's on Your Mind when Steve Bakken joins me is Ham Shravani. Ham Shravani is the chancellor of the North Dakota University System. There was a Board of Higher Education meeting in Medora, North Dakota today. Our Dale Wetzel will be there, and we'll have updates as news warrants from Medora. But the Board of Higher Education will go into executive summary today to discuss a proposal, evidently, that's coming from the Board of Higher Education, rather from the chancellor himself. Now, what that means, I don't know. There was some talk of them going into executive session to get some advice from an attorney on how to negotiate an extension or, you know, something on his contract. There's obviously a lot of folks that would like to see him go. It's been quite an unbelievable ride for Ham Shravani, quite honestly. And so we're going to ask our listeners a little bit about this today as well on the program. So I just wanted to throw that into the mix. I mentioned earlier that we were, going to tackle the topic of obviously the motorcycle helmets.
Yeah.
But we'll add this one into the mix just to see what folks think. So, yeah. Dustin Moore is giving a tour of the studio. So we had some folks go, you know, taking a look at us.
That was the King of England.
Did you feel like you were in the fishbowl for a second there?
Oh, no. I like to see royalty through the window.
You do?
I love that little crown.
One of the little news tidbit I missed earlier in the news, Home Depot is coming to Williston. Did you know that?
Wow. I used to like the depot at the train station.
They're doing a little temporary store in Williston. They call it a satellite store. Interesting. I know the folks in Williston will be excited about that. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Don't go away. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
For What's On Your Mind, coming up momentarily, Steve Bakken will join me, and we will be joined by three other stations besides AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, with K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, KLTC in Dickinson. We've got the Bakken covered between our 1090 AM up in the northwest corner of the state and KLTC down in Dickinson. And... who am I forgetting? 910 KCJB in Minot. We're going to tackle a story about motorcycle helmets, specifically about some new studies that the insurance companies have done that suggest when the helmet laws are stricter, the injuries are less for motorcycle accidents, which is sort of a duh kind of stat, right? I mean, we didn't really need anybody to tell us that stat, but nonetheless, I think it prompts the question that I'm going to ask. If we have laws mandating we wear seatbelts, why don't we have laws mandating helmets? And I can hear the screeching right now among somebody in the audience, but I don't get it. That plus Ham Shavani, should he stay, should he go? If you're the Board of Higher Ed, what would you do? We'll spend a little time talking about that today. Also, Bismarck defense attorney Chad McCabe will join us. He is a defense attorney, obviously, as I mentioned, a defense attorney. But there is an argument among defense attorneys for some defendants involved in a synthetic drug case before the Supreme Court that has to do with illegal search and warrants and whatnot. We'll talk about the seriousness of synthetic drugs and also about the Supreme Court case with defense attorney Chad McCabe on the program in our second hour today. Quick check of the weather situation. Current temperatures right now across the region, a little cooler in the west than it is in the east. And weather-wise, more rain in the forecast. 66 right now in Fargo. I'm sorry, 66 is the forecasted high. It's 54 degrees right now in Fargo-Moorhead. And that temperature should be somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour, hit the 60-degree mark, and then slowly climb from there. About 66 will be a high today. Forecast says 20% chance of showers after 3, otherwise partly sunny. East-southeast winds 7 to 11. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms possible. A low around 51. By the way, the early morning hours is when the showers will hit. East wind at 10 to 15. Gusts as high as 20. Chance of rain at 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible tonight. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 62. Windy again. New rainfall amounts a quarter to a half an inch of rain possible tomorrow. So tell you about weather in the oil patch. At this hour, we're looking at a high today. It's actually going, it's warmer now than it will be for a high today. So you're at your high. 50 degrees right now in Tioga. And the high actually will be that because the temperature is going to drop as we get through the mid-morning, climb back up to about 50 later today. So it'll cool off before it'll, but there is just nothing but showers in the forecast today. Thunderstorms high near 57, breezy east wind at 20 to 30, 20 to 23, with gusts as high as 30, chance of precip 100%. And new rainfall amounts today between a quarter and a half an inch possible, occasional showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight, then occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the early morning hours, low of 41, breezy again. And new rainfall amounts tonight, half and three quarters of an inch. So today, quarter and a half inch possible, and then half and three quarters of an inch possible. So, you know, another inch on the way. Tuesday showers again, cloudy, high near 58, a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible tomorrow. So, what's that? Just more of the same. We got to see the sun for a little while this weekend anyway, but temperatures have yet to warm up, and the rain continues. So that's the weather story. Here's the telephone number for you to weigh in on our questions of the day on the What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you want to get a jump start on this, you can weigh in on our Facebook page if you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. There's a nice, easy link to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Whatsonyourmindradio.com, that's the website. Easy links, though, to What's On Your Mind Radio Facebook page and the Twitter account as well. We're regularly putting out our questions of the day right there so you can weigh in. And you can also email kfyr@clearchannel.com. kfyr@clearchannel.com is the easiest email to get right to us. Few comments that are already coming in on the helmet side. I personally have never worn a helmet while riding my motorcycle. Why shouldn't everyone in a boat wear a life jacket? School buses carry our most precious cargo without seat belts. Just more laws that are not needed. My insurance company and I are well aware of the risk when I ride my motorcycle, and yet my motorcycle insurance is by far cheaper than my auto insurance. How about that? Anyway, that topic and the more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead, don't touch that.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.